getting a closer look at what's happening on your streets and neighborhoods.
Time for Lisa Wexler to turn her eye onto your town. WICC 600.
And welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Welcome back. Joining us now, Fred Camillo, who I got to know quite well on my former station in Greenwich, where I sat and did this show for 4 years very happily. Fred Camillo was a state rep. He's a born and bred Greenwich guy, and he just got elected in November to become the first selectman of Greenwich. Hey, Fred, welcome back to the show. Fred Camillo, hi.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well. So before we get to, you know, all things really essential, I want to do a little bit of an eye on Greenwich. I hear that you're shaking things up by talking about removing those familiar policemen on Greenwich Avenue, Fred. What's going on?
Well, every first selectman in the last 40 years has tried it. And I spoke with the police chief and a bunch of policemen, and they really would love to be redeployed in another way. And I think that, you know, having the cop walking the beat again would be much more essential for public safety, but also a really nice touch. And thinking about maybe not only taking them off of there and taking the stop signs out, but putting old vintage 1915 traffic lights there that were there before the police were directing traffic. But like anything else, change takes a while, so we may do it incrementally. But it's probably, with all these million-dollar decisions one way or another being made, that one's getting the most airtime.
Of course it is, because you know why? It's really interesting you should talk about putting the police on the beat. So the purpose of putting the police on the beat is that a community can see a police officer in their neighborhood and feel comfortable. And one of the things I think that makes people feel comfortable in Greenwich are seeing their police officers, even if they're just passing through them on a traffic. They like seeing them there. It makes them feel secure.
Yeah, and I was one of those. So I you know, I'm part of the problem too. In that sense, I'm a townie, and I certainly always enjoyed and appreciated them there. But I'd also, when you think about it, these are the paid professionals, the men and women in blue, telling us they can do it and protect us better. And I would prefer to see them walking the beat, because what people don't realize, if they're directing traffic and they see a crime being committed, they call it in. They don't leave the beat.
They can't.
They're post.
Right.
And
right.
So they are only there from 9 to 5, 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
On Sundays is the biggest vehicular traffic day in Greenwich Avenue, and it's the day where there's the least amount of accidents, believe it or not, and it's the day where the cops aren't even there.
And we just use stop signs that day? Is that what we're using?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe we leave it at that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I would prefer these old vintage lights that would actually, you know, harken back to an earlier era. And also, if you do, you put them in, you could have the beeping, which are for the visually impaired, which the stop signs don't do. So you'd really address everything, and I think people after a few months would be fine. But whenever you suggest anything that's different, you're going to get pushback.
Of course, you are.
I would have been pushing back too if I was out there.
That's so funny. We're chatting with Fred Camillo, first selectman in Greenwich. So what has been sort of the most fun thing about being first selectman thus far? What have you enjoyed the most, Fred?
You know, just helping people and having people come in and just stop in and say hello. And some people you don't even know, but they especially the first few weeks, some people left flowers. They left, you know, food, and just, hey, good luck to you. And
aww,
really, you see the really best. And, you know, it helps to temper some of the different individuals that you'll come across. Where I have a file now that I've labeled it, and I'm going to maybe one day write a book. But some of the it's getting big now. But these are some of the people that have been around for a long time. Some fairly new, but the ones that have been around for a while, it's when there's somebody new in office, they see another chance to another bite at the apple. So it's whatever the issue is that somebody has, no matter how small you think it is, to them it may be the biggest issue in the world. And you
That's
have to
true.
Treat it that way.
So what was the advice that Peter Tesi gave you, because he was a long standing and very popular first selectman? What was the advice he gave you on the way out?
You know, he's been great. And on the day I got sworn in, there's a note on my desk, and I'm reading it to you. Dear First Selectman Camillo, congratulations. You have the best job in the world. I know you will enjoy it as much as I did. The residents and employees are the key to your success. Be patient, listen to divergent opinions, and trust your gut. Most of all, trust the team in the selectman's office. They will never steer you wrong. Oh, and most of all, smile a lot.
Smile a lot. So that's very sweet. But that's, you know, that's very nice. Like the notes that the presidents leave for each other, right? That's very sweet. But what do you think that... you're the first selectman now. Now you get to take the heat for every decision that you've made. So what would you say right now is the biggest policy issue that is a priority agenda for you, whether it be a change or not, that you need to see be in place right now in Greenwich? What's going on? What's on your mind?
You know, there's about five of them, but, you know, I ran on several things, and one of them was to repurpose a lot of these buildings, beautiful buildings that are underused or misused, and to get the trucks off the waterfront. So in 1950, we had the Parks and Recreation locating an operation there where they fixed machines, they parked trucks. But this is on the waterfront, the most expensive real estate maybe in the country. And it's been there for, you know, 70 years. So I put it in the budget to get it out of it, get that, relocate the operations, which is not an easy thing to do. And also we put out an RFP, which is a request for proposal for a park redesign. So Roger Sherman Baldwin Park, when you see on the waterfront there next to the team center, that's going to look a lot different. It's going to look a lot nicer. And it's going to be the beginning of what I call the Greenwich Waterfront District, which we don't have now.
Nice.
And yeah, it is. It's a 10-year plan, and it's going to be coupled with the Bruce Museum, which is undergoing a big capital campaign right now, and a beautiful public cafe they're going to have. We're going to connect all that, connect the avenue to the waterfront, clean up a lot of the public spaces, and also spruce up the avenue and, you know, some of the buildings there that we own that, again, are being underused, and we want to repurpose them. So those are the big lifts, but also doing a lot of environmental stuff, you know, trying to get us to look at more alternative energies and get an energy commission in place. And lots of things, and I said I would treat my first term as my last, and at the end of the term, at the end of the 2 years, the voters thought I did a good job. Then and only then would I think about a second term. This way, you're not running for re-election. You make the decisions that you think need to be made, and let the people decide.
We're chatting with Fred Camillo, first selectman in Greenwich. How many people live in Greenwich, Fred?
Shade under 63,000.
Yes, it's big. I mean, I know you call yourselves a town. But there are cities in Connecticut that are around that number. And so and Greenwich is big. It's what, 50 square miles? I mean, it's big. It's big.
It's 67 square miles.
67.
It's the second biggest landmass for a town in the state.
Wow.
The population hasn't gone up much in 50 years. In 1959, we had 59,000 people here. So we haven't even gone up 4,000 in 50 years. So
It's a desirable place to live. It's a beautiful place. You've kept the density proper, although there are people that bemoan the loss of so many houses in town. Milbank Avenue is a perfect example. You know, there's a lot of increased density from these lovely old homes that are worth a lot of money now, and they become 4 and 5 condos at a pop.
Yeah, it is. It breaks your heart. And, you know, our zoning's always been pretty strict, and which is good. But, you know, some things have, unfortunately, over the years, were allowed to happen. And, you know, you're seeing it now. And you don't want to be so restrictive that no one will think about ever purchasing anything here. But you really want to be guarded and protective of your past. And, you know, we do a good job for the most part, but we have lost an awful lot of houses. But I think every municipality has gone through that.
I only have another minute. I just wanted to ask you, where are you in terms of thinking about... There's the downtown area, which really is the bridge. It's the train station part, really the bridge to the water between downtown and the water. And the proposal for redevelopment, which was sort of a public-private partnership. But a lot of people in the community thought that the devil was in the details. They weren't too happy about it. They were going to move the movie theater, build a very high-rise building in the center there. So where are you now with that?
So I've impaneled a committee that will be meeting for the first time on March 5th. That's going to advise the Office of the First Selectman We're trying to get attorneys on it. We actually have attorneys on it that are well-versed in land air rights issues. Town volunteers on the BET, which is our finance board.
All right. So you'll have to come back.
We're looking at it.
Yeah, you'll have to come back and tell us how it's going. Fred Camillo, Greenwich First Selectman, thanks for being on the Lisa Wexler Show. Be well, Fred. I hope to see you soon.
Great talking to you again, Lisa. Have a great day.
Thanks. It's top of the hour, 11 o'clock. We'll be back for the next live hour of the show. Stay tuned.